Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. This summer has been a very special one for Child Evangelism Fellowship. I have served on staff with CEF here in Illinois for several years, but I've never seen a summer quite like this one that I can remember. It's not about the numbers of the children that we have reached this summer or the numbers of Bible clubs or camps that we have had, or even about the number of summer missionaries that God has blessed us with, but it's all about what God has been doing in the lives of the children and drawing them unto Himself for salvation. I'd like to share with you today just a few testimonies to catch a glimpse of God at work in the hearts of the children this summer, all by the power of the gospel and God's word. In one of our first five-day clubs that we had this summer in Eureka, Illinois, it was an outreach in a trailer park. At first, our summer missionary team was really disappointed because only three children came, and they were all boys. But what God did in the lives of those three children was absolutely amazing. One by one, each of these three boys throughout the week trusted in Christ as their Lord and Savior. One boy in particular was given a Bible after our CEF staff person led him to the Lord. The little boy was so excited to have his very own Bible, he asked the counselor if he could start reading it right away. He then asked the counselor if he could read in the Bible lesson that he had just heard that day in Phi Day Club. And so the counselor opened up the Bible to the chapter, and the little boy, he began to read the story that he had just heard straight from God's Word for himself. As he was consumed in reading his new Bible, the counselor told him that it was now time for games, but the little boy said he didn't want to play the games, but he wanted to just keep on reading his Bible. And then completely on his own and without any encouragement from anyone, to the counselor's surprise, they saw the little boy bow his head and fold his hands over the Bible and begin to pray out loud, talking to God and thanking God for his new Bible. Wow, it was such an encouragement to the whole team and an awesome way to start the summer ministry season. This summer was going to be all about what God was doing in the lives of the children. Another story that I heard this summer was about a gang of boys who came to a CEF Phi Day Club that was held in an inner city community center. Every day, these boys would come to club and they stayed for the games and the snack time. They listened to the songs and the missionary story. But when it came time for the Bible lesson, they were out of there. This went on every day at Phi Day Club. But then on Friday, the last day, they decided somehow to stay for the whole thing, which included the Bible lesson time. God was at work in their hearts, and one of the boys in the gang, after he heard the Bible lesson and the gospel presentation about the Lord Jesus, he turned to the pastor sitting behind him that was attending the club and said, Pastor, I need to know how to talk to God. Teach me how to pray. The pastor told our CEF missionaries later that this boy had never asked to do that before. Our summer missionary team was astounded and praised the Lord. God was on the move in the hearts and the lives of these children, drawing them unto Himself. Our summer camp ministry at Camp Gnus has also been going very well. Just last week, I heard some amazing stories from our camp director, Chris Kalel, as he shared in one of the week of camps that 14 children had trusted in Christ as their Lord and Savior. The theme for our camp ministry this year at Camp Gnus is called Now What, which is all about teaching boys and girls who have placed their faith in Christ as their Savior or who have already come to know Christ their Savior, to help them to know what it means to continue on in growing in Christ and growing in knowing God's Word. Every evening at camp, they break into rotating groups for discipleship time, where the children, they learn what God's Word has to say about different topics, such as prayer and going to church, the importance of a daily quiet time and reading the Bible, saying no to sin, the confession of sin, and the importance of having godly friends, and also about the importance of going out and witnessing and telling your friends about Jesus. To help the children to tell their friends about Jesus, every child at camp is given a gospel bracelet that has the five colors of the wordless book, gold, dark, red, clean, and green, the beads, and the leather strap, that is a simple and vivid reminder of the gospel message of who God is, who we are, and the problem of sin, who Jesus is, what Jesus did, and what Jesus offers, and then what it means to grow in Christ. Chris, our camp director, told me that these children who had just believed on Christ and were encouraged now to grow in their relationship with Christ, they took the gospel and they ran with it. When they got back home, they were on fire for Jesus. The camp even started receiving phone calls back from the parents and the children themselves about children leading other children to Christ. For example, after the first week of camp, a sister led her brother to Christ. After the second week of camp, two different campers, when they got home, they led their neighbors to Christ. And then after the Legacy Changers week in July, where so many of the children had believed on Christ as their Savior, they were so encouraged to grow and go out and tell others about Jesus that one of the campers herself called back and left this message for Chris. She said, "Tell Mr. Chris that I told three people about Jesus using my gospel bracelet, and two of them got saved. But I have more people that I'm going to tell about Jesus to, so I might need some more gospel bracelets." That's incredible. What can you say about stories like that? Except it's just awesome. God is awesome. The gospel and what God is doing in the lives of these children. But the impact of the gospel doesn't just stop with children coming to our summer outreaches of 5-day clubs or camp ministry. The power of the gospel has a cascading effect in reaching others of all ages for Christ because it's the gospel. God not only wants children to come to know him, but also teenagers and young adults and parents and even whole families. For example, one of our student summer missionaries who is the only Christian in her entire family, she shared with her younger sister what she is doing this summer and teaching 5-day clubs and why she's doing it. This opened the door for the gospel. And just this past weekend, our CEF summer missionary led her younger sister to Christ, and she was like on cloud nine. She was so excited because now she's not the only Christian in her family, and her sister now believes in the Lord Jesus too. Earlier this summer, in one of our 5-day clubs at a park in southern Illinois, our summer missionary team held a Bible club at a pavilion. The children came every day sitting at the picnic table with their Bibles open as they learned the scripture memory verses, sang the songs about Jesus and the only way. They listened to Bible lessons and read from God's word for themselves. On Friday, the very last day of club, almost the very last few minutes, two teenage boys who were just hanging out and strolling in the park were intrigued at the sight of Bibles being opened on the picnic tables, and they came over to see what was going on. The hosting pastor invited them to stay and gave them each a Bible of their own and shared with them why they were there and talked to them all about the Lord Jesus, sharing with them the gospel message. Both teenage boys were moved to tears as they heard the gospel being explained to them. They clearly heard who Jesus is and why Jesus came and what the Lord Jesus offers, the forgiveness of sins and the free gift of eternal life to all who would believe on him. And one of the teenage boys right then and there at the park, sitting at the picnic bench, prayed with the pastor and trusted in Christ as his Lord and Savior. The power of the gospel is amazing. We didn't go to them. These teenagers, they came to us. God used the Bible club format in a park that was geared for children to draw these teenagers over to himself to hear a clear presentation of the gospel and to hear God's word and draw them to him. It's not about us. It's all about God and what he is doing. You know, the same thing happened also at another club just this past week in Carbondale, Illinois, where there are many internationals living in an apartment complex area. This 5-day club was also held at a park pavilion, and there were several Muslim and Hindu children who came, but not only did the children come, their parents came too. It was a little bit intimidating, though, for our high school and college-age summer missionary students, having a Muslim man or a Hindu mother sitting right across from them, sitting on the picnic tables or the park benches and listening to every word that they said. But the children and the parents, they listened as a missionary team taught the Bible verses, sang the songs about Jesus, and presented the Bible lesson and gave a clear gospel message and told the children that they needed to believe on the Lord Jesus alone for their salvation and have forgiveness only through him for the forgiveness of sins and have eternal life. After the first night, one of the Muslim men didn't like it, and some of the parents took some of their children and left. Also, the police were called because of a complaint of passing out Christian literature to the children in the park, even though we had the permission of the park's authority to be there at the pavilion. The team was a bit shaken up, but the CEF leader, our area director, encouraged them to stand strong in the Lord and the power of the gospel and not to change anything. She told them to boldly proclaim the word of God to the children, to sing out the praise songs to Jesus loud and long for all to hear and to whoever would come. And that's exactly what they did. The next night, the church people came to be at the club, and many of God's people who knew about the situation, they lifted it up in prayer to the Lord and prayed specifically for the summer missionaries and for their teaching time. The summer missionaries, they started the club, put up the banner, and began with the praise songs to Jesus, and God filled that park pavilion with children and many of the parents, both Hindus and Muslims. They came and they heard the gospel too. The gospel was not stopped. God's word was proclaimed, and the message of the gospel went out boldly. Their leader then texted me later that night saying, "It's the power of the gospel. Praise his name." At our recent CEF state board meeting this month, several of our staff and myself, we had an opportunity to share with our board members many of these same stories that I'm sharing with you here today. There was almost not even a dry eye left in the room, including myself, because we were all just overwhelmed what God was doing this summer by the power of the gospel and drawing the children and people of all ages to himself. It was truly life-changing. That same night at the board meeting, we had three new board members who joined our CEF of Illinois State Board or Camp Committee. Each of them are committed and godly men who shared their testimony before the board of how they came to know Christ as their Savior. All three of their testimonies were different and unique, yet they were one and the same. These men each came to Christ years ago, but they all pointed out that it was not because of them or something that they themselves can point to, but it was all because of the power of the gospel, the power of God's word, and the wooing and the drawing of the Holy Spirit for the conviction of sin and revealing to them their need for Christ. They said it was all of God and not of them that brought them to salvation and faith alone in Jesus. The change in each one of their lives and hearing their testimonies that night, the before and after story, was radical, life-changing, and it all pointed to the grace of God and the power of the gospel. One of them even quoted a Bible verse from God's word saying, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." This is the same gospel that we believe and proclaim that is both for children and adults alike and people of all ages. I would like to ask you to continue to pray for us this summer, for our CEF staff and our summer missionary students, because the summer is not over for us yet. We still have several weeks yet to go, and even in some of our areas, they're going all the way through August with fair ministries and other back-to-school ministry outreaches still yet to come. But even though for some of us, we may be getting ready to take a break soon and catch our breath before the fall ministry season hits, we can rest assured that the gospel that was proclaimed this summer and the teaching, the proclaiming of God's word will go on. Why? First, because as we've been saying today, that's the power of the gospel. When a person believes into Christ, they are not just spiritually changed for a moment, but for a life, for eternity, because of the power of the Holy Spirit. God has promised in his word that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. God also clearly says in his word, "My word will not return void, but it will accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." Secondly, the reason why we know that God's word and the gospel will continue to work in the hearts and lives of children is because beginning this year, CEF of Illinois is launching a discipleship ministry, and it is our goal to give an opportunity to every child that we have ministered and reached out to this summer to be part of an ongoing mailbox club program, a correspondence course that they can do if they want to, all their childhood years from ages 4 to 17. It's called the Truth Chasers Club. CEF USA, located at our Child Evangelism Fellowship International headquarters in Warrenton, Missouri, has had this program for many years, almost 15 years, but recently, at the end of this last year, because of budget cuts, they had to discontinue the program. But I am so grateful for our CEF State Board here in Illinois, who back last spring in April, they approved to start up this ministry here for our state in Illinois. And already this summer, we have over 1,000 children who are enrolled in the Truth Chasers Club, but we project by the end of the summer that number to grow to 3,000 to 5,000 children who are enrolled in the Truth Chasers Club. We would love to see as many of these children as possible be actively involved in sending in their new lessons back and forth through the mail as we receive them, we grade them, we encourage the children, write notes to them, and then send it back to them again for them to complete their next lesson. We appreciate your prayers so much for this new discipleship endeavor for us, as our CF of Illinois State Office staff will be overseeing all of this and the mailing, the grading, and all that's involved, and we may even be opening up to some neighboring states as well in our district. We thank you again for your prayers and support for this ministry, and may you be encouraged today and always that there is power in the gospel to change lives and to keep on changing lives to those who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, because God's word will not return void. Thank you again for listening and telling future generations, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. I don't want to forget, so please tell me.